Fade intro music. Hey, I'm Nick DiMatteo of Music Is Not a Genre, duh, because that's what you're listening to. Coming to you raw and unscripted. It says to say that here on the script I'm reading, to tell you a few things. This whole spiel, I swear, it will take just a few minutes, which will probably rank as the shortest thing I've ever put on streaming. So you're welcome. I'm taking a rare week off from podcasting. I don't think I've taken an in-season week off for maybe 2 years or something like that, because I want to be consistent. I want to bring you episodes every week, if at all possible, which is why I will be back next week with an all-new episode and continue on from there, and we'll see how it goes. But the reason I am taking this week off and the reason I'm saying any of this are kind of the same thing. I've been talking more lately, you may have noticed, in many of my episodes, both as full episodes and as parts of other episodes, about the economics of creatives and how current and future output of any kind of creative are largely determined by how much money is involved. But like, for example, a band or an artist's career can often end because they can't afford the pursuit anymore. You know, I've talked about bands who put out one album and people wonder, well, why didn't they go any further? And this album is awesome. Because at the time it didn't make any money and they couldn't figure out how to move forward with it, et cetera, et cetera. I've mentioned this in so many episodes over the years, but a lot lately. And so for me to avoid that, I've come up with a system that sort of works, which is I do my best to create everything with little to no overhead, using existing equipment and existing space. I don't hire anybody other than the amazing help I get from my wife, Catherine. I do everything else myself, and that keeps the overhead low. I would love to have a team. I would love to have more people involved, both in Music Is Not a Genre and my band Rec, R-E-C, Rec. But like I said, I keep overhead low. But there's one thing I have to spend no matter what, which is time. The time it takes to make these podcasts, to research them and write them and produce them and all the post-production, all of that, and the time it takes for me to create and record and perform music as Rec. And that is time that's taken away from other ways that I could be making a living. So kind of the main reason that I'm coming to you this week is the only way I can continue this podcast and make music as Rec, but we're here on Music Is Not a Genre, so let's keep it to that, is I need to be able to set aside time to do all of that. I love doing it. It's why I do it. And hopefully you can feel that in everything I do, but I cannot continue to do it unless I'm able to set aside hours and hours each day, every day. The reason I'm not doing anything this week is because I had to take an extra week to deal with other paid work and other financial issues, and that's what set off my usually, I'd say, impeccable podcast schedule. But what I've been finding lately, and I think a lot of people can empathize with this, is that it's getting harder and harder to continue creating like this because money is getting tighter and tighter. Everything costs more, et cetera, et cetera. That's a story you know. And long story short, I'm coming to you because I need your help right now. There is a strong chance that this podcast will disappear very soon if I don't get more support. So to help with that, I started this GoFundMe based on my $50,000 manifesto. Look it up. Did a couple episodes on it. You know, it's kind of half joke, half serious, but the funding is very serious. I'll put that link in the text, of course. There's also my Patreon site, which all the MXG and Rec stuff goes there, and exclusive content and stuff like that. I have some lovely supporters there already, and thank you for that. And you now can sign up to that for as little as $1 a month. $1 for a limited time. You get everything that every other patron gets just for a dollar for a whole year. You get everything everybody else gets rather than spending $5 or $10 or $25 a month, which I would love, of course. But I want you there to be able to share with you, and I want and need your support because the bottom line is the bottom line. And the special announcement that I've called it a special announcement, partly because it's not an episode, but partly because I have decided that season 6 of this podcast, which is the season we're in right now, will be the last season. If I'm unable to get more support, Music Is Not a Genre will end forever if I don't get your help. I'll need to devote all the podcasting hours to something that frankly supports me and supports my family and pays the bills. I really don't want to end this. I would like to continue to keep doing this for you and with you. And with your help, I can, but that's the way it's going, and it's the best I can do. So I am asking for your help. If you've ever listened to this show, if you've ever enjoyed an episode, if you in any way look forward to anything I do, rec music, this show, please consider helping out. Even the smallest thing, I'm going to provide three links, the aforementioned GoFundMe and the Patreon link. By the way, it's patreon.com/musicisnotagenre and a Bandcamp link, recarea.bandcamp.com. So either one of those, you can choose what you like best and you can choose how much you can help me with. Again, it can be as little as a dollar a month or a dollar for a single song on Bandcamp if you want to do that. Or a quick $5, $10 one-time donation, sign up for a month and leave. Whatever it is you think you can afford, I don't know how to make it easier and I don't know how else to say I really, really need your help. So that's my spiel. Thanks for hanging with me on this. Thank you for being here, for listening, for supporting however you do, for commenting, for all of the feedback I get, and for considering this pitch in any possible way you can. I look forward to hearing from you. You know, music, conversation, a connection, something I say at the end of every episode. And I'll be back next week with my regular MXG programming. Outro music.
Fade out. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.